there's so much more to talk about. Not least with James, who's in Sittingbourne. Hello, James.
Morning, John. How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, James. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good, thanks. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, well, I'm polite. So, you are attracted to clowns.
Yeah, I mean, I was just saying to the girl I was just chatting to about it, there's something about them, I think it's the mystery of the makeup that kind of does it. I did go out with a clown, a girl called Jessica, back in 96, went out of her, and Cleo the clown, she was called.
Right.
And I think, you know, things didn't work out the enough, but I've kind of held on to that ever since, and, you know, just seeing a clown, you can just feel something.
Really?
There's like a connection.
I mean, I don't want to get, I'm not going to get, you know, it's a family show, James, but did you, I mean, are we talking, how should we put this? Let's call
full
it sexy.
Costume, John. Full costume
sexy time, is what I'm saying. Is that a thing?
Oh, not all the time, but sometimes, yeah, just, you know, spark up your Sunday night, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Wear the little squirty flower, yeah, I can see. So when you, did you go out...
That was her nickname, actually, yeah, John.
Yeah. Did you, when you went out with Jessica the Clown, did you know she was a clown initially? Was that what attracted you in the first place, or did you sort of...
Yeah, well, we met in Canterbury.
Yep.
And she was in the high street, she was doing some juggling and stuff, and I thought, well, you know, she got something different about her, something interesting, so I thought, well, give it a try. I saw her in the coffee shop later on, just got chatting to her and kind of went from there, really.
Right, okay. And she didn't think you were kind of a weirdo or something?
Well, most people think I am, but I didn't know. I don't think at the time she did, though, but obviously, as things came to an end, maybe her thoughts might have changed.
Did you ask her to try on her clothes at any point?
No, what, sorry?
Did you ask her to try on her clothes, her motley?
No, we did once. I hired a clown costume.
Of course you did.
Because I'm in Sittingbourne now, a fancy dress shop down on East Street. I hired one. We went out one night like that and we pretended that we'd just met. Like we didn't know each other, like a kind of blind date thing.
Oh, I like that. It's role play.
Yeah, that's nice. Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Imagine that. Imagine
if you're... There's nothing different about it just because she was a clown. You know, it was trying to relax her, really, and make her know it was okay to do.
Imagine that. If you're out, because I love that, you're out on a date, you both dressed as clowns. Imagine you go on a date, you're at Pizza Express. And there you are. Other Pizza Expresses are available. And you go down there, and you sit there, and just two people dressed as clowns and having a lovely romantic meal. What a nice thing. So, James, what
do
you...
It wasn't a Pizza Express, it was a Wetherspoons, because I was in Sittingbourne.
Well, all right then, you cheapskate. All right, so what do you do, James? I mean, have you ever tempted, have you ever been drawn in and thought about doing it yourself?
No, I mean, I work as a forklift truck driver at the moment down in the industrial estate.
Right. That's the opposite of clowning, isn't it, in many ways? If you would have an exact diametric opposite of clowning, I think it's forklift truck driver.
Yeah, well, you know, well, I picked her up, didn't I?
good.
I think it's the excitement, the mystical side of it, do you know what I mean, John?
Yeah, I know what you mean. There is a mystery. I mean, I'm sitting here with Pip, right? And Pip's already, you know, she is much mysterious, right? There's something about... How old is Pip? Are you asking Pip out?
Just out of curiosity, just down 42.
His grandma.
I can see. She says she's old enough to be your grandma, but you might be into that as well. I don't know, James. You know, that could be a double whammy for you. A sort of grandma clown. Sort of like... Wait, look, Wayne Rooney's in the news. He likes old people. Doesn't he famously?
I'll leave it for him.
Oh, fine. But look, honestly, Pip looks amazing, right? So, you know, and did you know that the clown outfit was called a motley, James?
I didn't know that. No, that wasn't something I knew.
Well, there you go. And I'm, you know, now you know. You know,
I'm so learning. I'm learning, John.
We're all learning. We never stop learning, James. That's why I am providing this service via your license fee to be here on a Saturday morning. And many, we've learned more about you than we wanted, James, if I'm honest now. But...
Sorry about that, John, but thanks for having me on.
James, it was a pleasure talking to you. But that's interesting. I wasn't expecting somebody necessarily. Do you find, Pip, do people... I'm going to call him a fetishist. Do you think that people are attracted to clowns? Do you find that?
I've never realised in that sort of way.
Right.
I know people do enjoy watching clowns because they're colourful people.
Yeah.
They've usually got bright personalities or fun personalities.
You have got
and one. You can have a giggle.
Yeah, okay. You're also clutching balloons.